Yeah, and I'll be honest, if I'm going to start doing video and music and all that stuff, I'm probably going to offboard it. I might start with it on board, and then if I start to notice it taking its toll, you know, or something like that, then I'll offboard it. You know, then I'll invest in a drive. I think my experience was one 256 and two all of them virtual machines. They just gobble up space. You know, they have to, because they gotta have room to run. They gotta have their own space. You know, so it really just gobbled up that 256. So it's got me gun shy. I upgraded that machine to a terabyte because, you know, it was easy. I just had to buy the DIM or SIM or whatever and pop it in there, and I got a terabyte out of it, and it was relatively affordable. So not so much with the new ones, but, man, I'm loving this thing. The thing is a beast. It's, you know, I wasn't sure, you know, 16, man, that's big. I love it. And it's a gorgeous screen, 16 inches, nice. It's a little heavier than an Air, but, you know, all good. But, it's a beast, probably, well, more machine than I need. And I was thinking, could this be the last machine I ever buy? I don't know about that. But when I think about my 2013, it's still alive and well. Just now, you know, it's like, yeah, it's time to replace it. You know, just because of software, you know, but the machine itself is great. And I'm thinking, well, if I get that much time out of this one, good Lord. Am I going to be buying a new high-performance Mac when I'm 77?